Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be unsettled with rain and snow showers becoming all rain after 2 p.m. this afternoon, a high near 39 degrees, total daytime snow accumulation of less than half of an inch possible. Tonight, rain and snow showers likely becoming all snow after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 29, breezy with north wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, new snow accumulation of around an inch possible, and on Friday, a 20% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. And in the news for today, after years of back-and-forth litigation, conservation groups are once again asking state environmental regulators to halt construction of the $492 million Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line in southern Wisconsin and revoke the project's wetlands and waterway permits. The Environmental Law and Policy Center sent a March 21st letter to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on behalf of the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, and other groups. They're requesting the agency immediately stop work on the 345-kilowatt transmission line until the DNR and Public Service Commission conduct a lawful environmental review. That, according to a report in part from WPR Online News. To counter the petition, the project's co-owners, American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative, are asking a federal appeals court to put a hold on the judge's ruling until an appeals panel decides the case. For the Cardinal Hickory Creek permit in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin DNR and the Public Service Commission based their state environmental impact statement on the federal one. The DNR is working with its legal team to review the group's request to revoke the permits. A spokesperson for the Public Service Commission said it may be premature for them to take any action regarding the project while an appeal of the federal judge's ruling is still pending. The proposed 345-kilovolt electric transmission line from the Cardinal substation in Dane County southwest to the village of Cassville and across the Mississippi River to the Hickory Creek substation in Dubuque County, Iowa. Wisconsin utility regulators granted the project a certificate of public convenience and necessity in September of 2019, and Iowa regulators gave their approval in May of 2020. The line, which was due to be completed by the end of 2023, has been promoted as a way to bring reliable access to new wind resources. Opponents of the line have long held that the line is unnecessary, and if built, Wisconsin utility customers would be burdened with paying for its $500 to $700 million cost in a state that presently has the highest electricity rates in the Midwest, while for-profit transmission line company investors would receive 10.2% guaranteed annual rate of return. CARE 2, which is one of the groups in opposition to the line, states on their website that pushing the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line through the Driftless would, quote, permanently mar the beauty of our unique Driftless area. These massive 17-story high towers and 345-kilovolt power lines would weaken tourism and small businesses and thereby cripple our local economy. They would create obstacles to farming, resulting in reduced productivity, and they would jeopardize organic operations. Real estate values would drop significantly, and property would become difficult to sell. The proposed lines would rip through or alongside state parks, magnificent natural areas, and our numerous trout streams, conservation areas, and habitat for many species at risk of extinction. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more information comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.